Cristina Pato is a jazz pianist from Spain. She also plays flute and sings. But on her new album, Migrations, there's a striking sound you don't hear a lot of in jazz, the bagpipe. Cristina Pato plays the traditional gaita, that's the bagpipe, from her native region of Galicia in northwestern Spain. But a world of jazz opened up to her when she came to the United States in 2004. Cristina Pato joins us now from our studios in New York. Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you so much for having me. It's a pleasure and an honor.
We're going to get to the jazz stuff in a moment, but tell us about this instrument, because I gather you began playing the bagpipes when you were 4 years old. Has that happened in every Galician family?
Well, kind of. Not when you are 4 years old, but the gaita, the bagpipe I play, is like the national instrument of Galicia. Mm-hmm. So I think right now in Galicia there are more bagpipe players than soccer players, which is a very big statement to say. But, you know, like bagpipes, they are all around the world, and they are all related to the people where they are from. So coming from a traditional family of musicians, it kind of made sense for me to start with it when I was 4 years old.
I don't have to tell you, in this country, as a generalization, you say bagpipes, people think you're talking about Scotland.
Well, you cannot even imagine the amount of faces I get when somebody asks me, oh, what do you do? And I say, hey, I'm a musician. And then they ask, what do you play? And I say, bagpipes. And you also get this typical line of, I had a bagpiper playing in my grandparents' funeral. That is the other typical bagpipe conversation. No, I mean, the bagpipe is one of these instruments that is in almost every culture because it's probably one of the oldest instruments in the history. It was a shepherd instrument. So it's related to
a shepherd instrument. I was going to ask if that was the derivation.
Yeah, it's like wherever there was a shepherd, there was a bagpipe. But, you know, it's like the typical image we have of the bagpipers is usually the Celtic tradition, the Celtic connections, is Scotland and Ireland and Galicia, which is related to that culture too, to the Celtic connections. But there are bagpipes everywhere.
Let's listen to another track on this CD, because you have the audacity to do Miles Davis, Blue and Green. Wow, that's very nicely done.
Thank you.
You know, this is a song that, when you hear the Miles Davis original, there's something introspective about it, something contemplative about it. Late night, dark of the moon, all that stuff. The bagpipe has, we think of as such a commanding sound, you know, rousing people, getting them out. How do you make the bagpipe work in this situation?
Well, that is the constant challenge I have with my instrument, with the gaita, because... And I think that is the reason I get so passionate about the instrument, because it has so many beautiful limitations that really make you work harder to get things done. So this piece, this Blue and Green, is related to another Miles Davis recording I did 3 years ago. And that recording was related to his album, Sketches of Spain, in which, apparently, in his piece, The Pan Piper, he was inspired by a Galician bagpipe. But that, for me, was the excuse to say, okay, now I can take a Miles Davis tune, and if somebody asks me, I just will say that Miles Davis was listening to a gaita when he was writing Sketches of Spain. If you ask me right now where is home for me, I actually don't have an answer, because that is what happens when you move around and when you migrate and when you try to find your place in the world. And then you feel connected to your roots, of course, but also disconnected because you don't live there anymore. And then you're here, and everybody in New York is from abroad. And it's such a strange and beautiful sensation that keeps me connected to this city. This is why the whole album is called Migrations, because we are carrying our roots wherever we are going. I am from Galicia, I live in New York, and I brought my roots with me, but my roots rerouted again here. And from those re-roots, another thing was born. And this album is about that.
Cristina Pato, her new album, Migrations. She joined us from our studios in New York. Thanks so much.
Thank you. A pleasure.
And you can hear more of Cristina Pato on our website, nprmusic.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Scott Simon.